That's
for older people, it's a long way to go.
Yes, it is. I know when we went out to the opening day, we went up to the Spurling and got off there and walked back. But then I think we have to walk way up to Deer Lake.
Yes, you would have to walk up to Deer Lake
up
Avenue.
To Deer Lake and along. That was a long walk. Mm-hmm. Although I used to walk from the house down to the tram station. No, I never walked. I ran every morning.
You ran?
Well, I had to. They had to hold a tram for me. I'd never get there in time.
Where was the tram station?
Spurling. You know Spurling?
Yes.
Well, when you went down Canada Way, you turned left on Spurling. And it was just... See, I don't know feet or anything.
I'm sure
you'd know, you'd see the spot if you went down there, the old right away, likely.
But it was close enough that you didn't consider it a long walk.
Well, I did. Dad and everybody else, but I did, because I was always, just left at the last minute to get the tram. They often had to wait for me.
Did your family have a car?
Yes, Dad, but he came in later to work, you see, so I didn't come with him. And he came home earlier, too. He had to get home to look after the things on the farm.
and would he drive to work in the car, or would he take the tram?
Oh, no. It was often, sometimes one thing. But he did take the tram quite a bit. He got later. That's right, he did. At first he drove in, but I was glad he took the tram because I was nervous of him driving.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about the bedrooms upstairs. Did you have any brothers or sisters living in the house with you?
Yeah, well, not in the house, no. But before we built the house, my brother was living out in the place we had built to live in.
While the house was being built?
Yeah. We sold the house in Kitsilina, and that house wasn't finished, you see. So the contractors and builders, I guess, just put up a frame building. And Dad and Mother had their bed in there, and the stove, just one big room, and then the garage, which you were using for a schoolhouse, was where I slept. I'd come out, and Warren was living at home then, and he slept in one end of the garage, and we had a partition, and I lived in the other, and we had a lot of fun up in the garage. We'd come in late, they never know what time it is.
Very convenient.
So we, and then they gave that little temporary home, to somebody that was somebody.
Mm-hmm. And did they move it off the property?
Yes, they moved it off the property. Mm-hmm.
Your brother Warren, that you mentioned?
Yes.
Was he your younger brother?
He was younger brother, and he lived in the house for a little while, and he was married, and his Westminster, and he died. And the other brother, Kerry, he didn't live in the house, but he was in Prince George, he worked.
When I was over to see Warren McWilliam,
he
said that he mentioned his uncle Warren and said that he'd been named after him.
Yeah, that's right. Warren was at the war, and my brother was born. You see, Warren, my brother, but that in the war, you see, and Warren Jr. was born, so they named him Warren. Very fond of Warren. He's very nice.
And when you're
very
brother,
pleasant.
When your brother Warren came back from the war, he moved in with your family?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Until he got married?
Oh, yes. He always lived at home. Yeah. But he, not too bad, but terrible. And Kerry died too, my other brother, both younger than I am.
I see. The other bedroom that was upstairs, across the hall from yours, who slept in that?
Well, nobody. Nobody slept in that. That was the... When anybody came to stay, they sleep in there.
The guest room.
In the guest room. And when Carrie from Prince George would come down, and his wife would come down, and they always had a room then. And then you go up the stairs. It's all, there's a nice big space there.
Yes.
That's nice. Have they done anything with that?
We've converted that to an office.
To an office.
We've blocked it off, but...
Yes.
You used to be able to walk up the stairs and then right to the windows on the front.
Yes, I like that. I always liked that. I thought I'd like to sleep out there. So nice. But I love my bedroom. Mm-hmm.
Why was it so nice?
Well, it had that little alcove, And I had, you know, a pretty dresser, and it was a pretty room, very pretty room. Pretty curtains, you know, it was very pretty. I loved it. That was the prettiest bedroom I've ever had.
Could you describe it to us as you walked in the door where your bed was?
Oh, yes. My bed was over, you know, not the front window, but the side window.
Yes.
My bed, the head was up at that wall. Then my dressing table was at the front window, that corner there.
Yes.
And then I had a chair, pretty chair, and I had a cedar chest, and it was under, it was in the alcove. You know, the alcove?
Yes, under, there's a small back window.
Yes, it was under there, and I had lots of cushions, and I had a pretty fancy doll on my bed, and, you know, pretty things. It was a very pretty room. Everybody liked that room.
It still is a very bright room.
Yes, very bright. But you know, they have they got still got rats out there in Burnaby Lake?
We see rats occasionally.
Do you?
Did you have rats back then?
Yes, they were around the people next door, Wappingtons. Do they still live there?
No, they don't.
No. Or they had them in their house. And then I'd come down in the morning and I'd say to Dad and Mother when I saw them, they were generally out, well, in the summertime they'd be out in the garden and I just waved as I went down the walk. But when I did see them in the morning, I'd say, you know, there was something thumping around upstairs. And they said, oh, no, no, you're dreaming. I said, there was so. I heard thumping, people like pounding, thumping. Well, anyway, that was out. It couldn't happen. So, anyway, I heard this quite a few times, and lo and behold, they got into the clothes room there by the alcove, that one.
Yes. There's a small closet there.
It's a small closet, yes. Mm-hmm. So they were, sure enough, they got them. I finally convinced them that there was something in there, and sure enough, but they got rid of them pretty soon, right away.
That's good.
And one morning, I was in bed and I heard a terrible shot. Oh, I jumped out. Here was Dad and Mr. Wappington from behind, and they had seen a raccoon up in the tree right near my window, and they shot the thing right outside my window. Oh!
Excitement in Burnaby.
So, that's, never saw another one after that.
In the little area at the top of the stairs, what was that used for?
Well, I think the mother had the sewing machine up there. You know, I didn't take it, isn't that awful? But she had a sewing machine there, and there was a table. It was more like a little sewing room. Yes.
There would be a lot of light for that.
There was a lot of light, and she did, you know, she would like to sew sometimes. And I think that's what she had. She had the old sewing machine anyway, because when the mother and dad died, we sold that machine. So she had it out there, yes. Yeah.
That downstairs in the living room, was it the sort of room that you used regularly, or was it only for very special occasions?
Well, rather special occasions, yeah. We always sat in the den, and it was cozy, you know, with the dining room, and we had the radio, wasn't it, TV, radio. And Dad and Mother just loved certain programs. So, and the fireplace going, you see. But in the living room, oftentimes we'd go in on Sunday and I'd be playing, you know, I played the piano. So I'd sit there for quite a long time. And if anybody came out, we generally sat in that room, you know. Because the den was a little bit crowded when we had company. I think at Christmas time now, we used to put a little table in there, put some of the people at the table.
Oh, into the living room?
Some of the children, you know, the nephews and nieces. Warren could tell you about that.